Shout glory. Shout again glory. You are very much excited to be in God's presence tonight. Shout glory. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So may my strength is renewed. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. Every time we are praying and fasting, we are waiting on the Lord. And they, including you, that wait upon the Lord. Have you waited upon him? What did he say were the result? They shall renew their strength. That means they will exchange weakness for strength. They will drop the old and take the new. They will drop failure and take success. They will drop everything negative and take on the positive. That's what is happening to you right now. They shall renew their strength. So mean my strength is renewed. What does that mean? They will mount up with wings as eagle. You will no longer behave like a chicken. You'll be behaving as eagle. They shall run. They shall run. From now, you'll be running. You will no longer be stagnated. They shall walk and not faint. From now, nothing negative will hold you down. Raise your voice, praying the Holy Ghost. My strength is renewed. My strength is renewed. My strength is renewed. Because I've waited on the Lord, I will no longer behave like a chicken. I am right now as an eagle. I mount up with strength, with wings as eagle. I will run and not be weary. I will walk and not faint. My strength is renewed. Somebody raise your voice and be declaring, I drop my weakness for his strength. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Operation Possess the Land shall be a reality in your life. Everyone standing here, by the end of June, God is giving you minimum 10 souls. They shall be fully established. You have never experienced it before. This time around, you will experience it. In the name of Jesus. In the process of doing that, the things you have been looking for the last 6 years, you never got it. In the 6th month, which is next month, it will be cheaply delivered into your hand. If you believe it, shout the loudest believing amen. Give God a big hand and take your seat. Hallelujah. Help me assure your neighbors next to you to right and left, tell them God has heard and answered your prayer already. From glory to glory. I welcome you very specially to this first day of the 7-day prayer and fasting specially designed for Operation Possess the Land. Your eagerness is showing, even in your prayer, that you are going to get it done. Remember? Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 37. No land, no city, verse 36, from Aroer unto every place which we went to, there was not one city, or in our case, one community too strong for us, the Lord our God delivered all unto us. So we take delivery of all our communities. In the course of the month of June, we are taking full delivery. If you agree with me, say a very loud amen. For every prayer you are praying tonight, there shall be great reward for you. From Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13, we saw how that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And in verse 9, the first thing he did was to teach about worshiping God, praising God. And then in verse 10, he went further and said, "Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come." So, most vital in our prayer session is prayer for the kingdom. Thy kingdom come. And the second is like it. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Somebody is wondering, what is the will of God? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. The will of God is that all men should be saved. That is the will of God. That all men should be saved. Thy will be done on earth. That means, let all souls be saved. Titus chapter 1, verse 11. Thy will be done on earth. Thy will be done on earth. Thy will be done on earth. Let every soul be saved in my neighborhood. God will make you see that happen. I say, God will make you see that happen. God will make you see that happen. After that, verse 11, Matthew chapter 6, he now allowed us to say, "Give us this day thy daily bread," which means before you pray one personal prayer, you should pray minimum two kingdom prayers. Minimum. Why is that so? The same chapter 6, verse 32. He said, "For your heavenly Father." He said, "For after these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." Verse 33. "Therefore, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And before you ask for those things, they will all be added unto you." You are not to seek after things. They are to be added to you. The only thing you are to seek is the kingdom of God. And all these things shall be added to you. Somebody who will take that experience, say a loud amen. Within this 1 week of intercession, as you focus on the kingdom of God, everything you need and beyond shall be added to you. Kingdom advancement, priority prayer, is a vital key to triumphant life. Those who pray for the kingdom don't struggle to get things. I, for instance, don't pray for things, yet I don't lack things. I don't pray for things, yet I don't lack things. Praying for the kingdom of God is the cure to all lacks of life. Is the cure. It is key to triumphant life. You don't pray for victory when you are praying for the advancement of the kingdom of God. We have heard from testimonies again tonight. You don't pray for victory when you are praying for the kingdom of God. It is by pursuit of the well-being of the kingdom that will secure all round rest. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 12 to 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 12 to 15. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord. Can you see that? It was a serious matter. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord. I want somebody to enter into that covenant tonight. Of their fathers. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And what happened? In verse 13. That whosoever will not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And verses 14 and 15 following. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets. What was the effect of it? Verse 15. And all Judah rejoiced at the host, for they have sworn with all their hearts and sought him with the whole of their desire. And he was found of them. And what happened? The Lord gave them rest round about. Those who seek the Lord always end with rest round about. Do you know that beginning from this week, there will be no more struggle in your life? Somebody say loud, amen. For seeking the Lord, there shall be no more struggle again for you in your life. I don't struggle. People who meet me know that I don't struggle. Those who met me 2 years ago came back this year to discover that I am constantly the same. No struggle, no sweat, no stress, ever smiling, ever winning, ever triumphant. Why? I'm using all my energy to seek the kingdom of God, and God is using all his strength to bless me and give me rest round about and destroy everything that won't let me rest by laying them to rest. From today, anything and everything that tampers with your rest, God will lay them to rest. What more? When you engage in prayer and fasting, it becomes a platform for the eruption of signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Say with me, signs and wonders. Say it again, signs and wonders. You find the details of these from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 to 14. Prayer and fasting gives you access to the realms of signs and wonders. The realms of signs and wonders. The realms of signs and wonders. Do you know that your prayer and fasting this week, we end you up in the realm of signs and wonders. Raise your hand and shout, signs and wonders. What are you going to experience at the end of this week? What will be happening in your life at the end of this week? By your hands, you will not only see signs and wonders, you will be performing signs and wonders. You will be releasing signs and wonders. You will be transferring signs and wonders to people. Somebody who believes you, say loud, amen. There are individuals here. As a result of this, your 7 day of prayer and fasting, the dead shall be raised by your hand. You will lay hands on the dumb and they will start hearing. You will lay hands on the deaf and they will start speaking. You will lay hands on people with HIV and they will be receiving their healing. You will lay hands on people with SS situation and they will turn into AA. I release that power on you right now. You are not fasting for nothing. You are not praying for nothing. You are praying for empowerment into the realms of signs and wonders. You are praying and fasting your way into the realms of signs and wonders. We should, however, note, God's people, that every time we are praying, we should gear our prayer towards specifics. Say me specifics. That is, don't pray a general prayer. Pray specific prayers. And that's why all of our prayer items are specifics. What are we praying about? Lord, the Holy Spirit, move men and women.
blow your whistle, make them come.
We're praying very specifically, Lord, let our new combats be established by sending the rain of the word of life. We are praying very specifically, Lord, in all of our harvest field, where people have been blinded, let the veils be removed from their eyes. We are praying very specifically, Lord, let the attendance of April, average attendance of April, be turned into double by the end of June. Always pray specific prayers. This is why I'd like to recommend for you, every one of us, get back to your archives, the various prayer intercessory guidelines that we have circulated before, such as Winner's Intercessory Guideline for 2016. This is it. Get back. Pick them. It contains 60 prayer items. So you can't be tired praying. Get back also to Intercessory Prayer Guideline towards Fruitful Outreaches, which is 35 in number. You can't get tired praying this prayer. If still you have them, I'd like you to please put them on the screen so everybody can know what to look for. We also have New Combat Retainership Prayer Guideline. It's 28 in number. Please get them and be praying. With this one, you can't be tired praying minimum 30 minutes in a day, or praying 1 hour, or praying 2 hours, day or night. New Combat Retainership Prayer Guideline. Prayer Guideline towards Fruitful Outreaches. Glory to Glory, From Glory to Glory 2016, Winners Intercessory Prayer Guideline. Get those materials and engage in praying specific prayers. Lord, give me 10 souls to be established in the church by the end of June. Specific prayers, specific prayers, specific prayers. Receive grace for it. I say receive grace for it. A blind man met with Jesus in Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. He was just crying, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me." That's no prayer. Jesus said to the man, "What will you want me to do for you?" He said, "That I may receive my sight." And Jesus said, "Be it unto you according to your faith." You find that story in Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. Also, we saw how that Hannah was praying. She was very specific. She prayed, "Oh Lord, give me a male child. Give me a male child." And God came down and gave him a male child. Be very specific. "Father, as I go for outreach today, touch every heart. Prepare them for me. Lord, as I go for outreach, touch my tongue with fire. Everyone I will speak to, make them listen to me. Lord, as I go, everyone I invite, make them come to church with me. Lord, from the outreach of today, every soul I met, they must come to church. They must come to the storehouse. You told me to go and compel them to come, so they must come." Always pray specific prayer. Shout glory. What a joy. No matter what you pray, God is able to do far exceeding abundantly about what you ask for. So if you pray for 10 souls, God will give you 20. Say loud, amen. If you pray for 4, God will give you 8. If you pray for 20, God will give you 40. I don't know how greedy you want to be in soul winning this time around. You want to raise your hand and tell God how many souls you want. Tell him how many souls you want. But minimum 10. Minimum 10. Lord, give me minimum 10 by the end of June. Thank you, Jesus. This is why our series of prayer, our exhortation focus for series of services for this week, is engaging the wonders of prayer and fasting. Engaging the wonders of prayer and fasting. And within the few minutes that we have remaining before we stand to pray, I'd like you to know three specific things here. Number one, prayer and fasting destroys the gates of hell. Why must we pray? Why must we fast? Prayer and fasting is instrument, is platform for destroying the gates of hell arrayed against the continuous growth of the church. Satan will never allow the church to grow. No.
Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail.
They will try, but they shall not prevail. They will try, but they will not thrive. They will attack, but they will not succeed. You will be thinking wrongly if you ever thought that Satan is not against this church. Every day is against this church because it is a place where lives of men and women are being transformed.
1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9. A great door and effectual is open before me, but there are many adversaries.
There are many oppositions against the growth of this church.
But it doesn't matter. This church will grow. Say aloud, amen. That's why we are praying.
We are praying to attack the oppositions, to kick them out of the way, to tell the devil, clear up.
This church must grow.
No church grows by accident. No church grows by allowance of the devil. Every church grows by imposition, by force. If I may remark, there are many of you who are seated here this evening. You didn't like this church, but you didn't know how you arrived at this church. Do I have people like that here? Before, you didn't like this church, yet you can't tell how you arrived here. You say, I will never be in that church. I will never be in that church. Never. How can I go to that church where they are drinking blood? I will never go there. They gave you track. He said, yeah, track. I won't come. But you are in the front now. How did you come? The prayer and fasting of the saints brought you by force. That's how you will bring many people by force. Huh? A great door and effectual is open before you, but there are many adversaries. But in prayer and fasting, we bring them down. So we can move forward. Matthew 17, 20, 21. This kind goeth not except by prayer and fasting. Number two reason why we must engage in prayer and fasting is because it gives us access to spiritual empowerment. So it means spiritual empowerment. I didn't hear you very well. Spiritual empowerment that changes our levels of command. You need change of level of command of the supernatural, because the power you used yesterday is outdated. You need fresh empowerment today. Fresh empowerment, change of level. I've said this before. To every new level, there are new devils. If you want to enter or step into new level, you must be prepared to conquer new devils. We saw how Jesus was growing in power. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. After he prayed, he returned in the power of the Spirit and his fame spread abroad. And then in verse 37, the same chapter, they saw the power of God at work in him, and the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. And he didn't stop there. In chapter 9, he went to pray again. Verse 28, he went to pray. Verse 29, his countenance began to change in prayer. And then in verse 43 of the same chapter, they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. They were all amazed at the mighty power of God. So you grow from power to mighty power. As you are praying and fasting this week, you are growing into mighty power. And finally, number three, why do we engage in prayer and fasting? It is so that we can experience outbreak of revelation for supernatural breakthrough. Outbreak of revelation for supernatural breakthrough. The Bible basically is in black and white. You need to pray and fast to gain access to depth, which will now enhance your height. Revelation is impossible without prayer and fasting.
after Jesus prayed and fasted, again in chapter 4 of Luke, verse 16, he went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, like he used to do before, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read like before, but it was a different reading. Verse 17, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place. He didn't find it before. After prayer and fasting, he found in the place. In the course of this prayer and fasting, God will make you to find the place. There is a particular word for you. God will make you to find it. He found the place where it was written concerning him, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And he read down, and verse 19, then verse 20, after he finished reading, he delivered the book back to them. And what happened? And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. He became an object of attraction. Something was revealed to him that revealed him to his world. In these 7 days of prayer and fasting, your eyes will open to scriptures. Say loud, amen. God will show you something that will turn you to a show to your world. So shall it be. Therefore, lift up your hand, receive grace, strength to go through these remaining days of prayer and fasting. Raise your voice, receive the grace, make your declaration. I will not be tired. I have just started. Second day will be greater. Third day will be greater. I have just started. I just started climbing the mountain. I will fully climb this mountain by the seventh day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. If you are not born again, your prayer and fasting is merely hunger strike. You are not connected. Prayer and fasting is of no essence until you give your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Until you are born again, you have no connection. Therefore, wherever you are tonight, you know you have not given your life to Jesus. How do you know whether Jesus is inside you or not? Very simple. If Jesus is there, you will have peace. So if you don't have peace, Jesus is not there. If Jesus is there, you will have joy. So if you don't have joy, Jesus is not there. If Jesus is there, you will not be feeling guilty. So if you are feeling guilty of your sin, that means Jesus is not there. Will you give me a chance to pray for you tonight? I know you are eager. You came for this purpose. You want to be born again? You want to give your life to Jesus? Stand to your feet. Give me a chance to pray for you. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Or maybe you gave your life to him before and Satan deceived you to stop following Jesus. But you want to get back to following Jesus. God bless you. Stand quickly. And all of you who are standing up, I'd like you to come quickly to the altar here. Come and meet me here. I want to pray for you. Come quickly. Don't wait for another person. Come quickly. Don't wait for another person. If you are still seated, stand up now. Don't say tomorrow, because tomorrow may be late. Don't say later, because later may be late. God bless you, church. Your big hand for Jesus, because there is joy in heaven for every soul that is getting saved, everyone's soul. So if you have 2, if you have 4, if you have 5, your clap should be bigger. Your clap should be bigger. And you should join a shout to it right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody is still seated. Somebody is still seated. You know you are not born again. Something is telling you you are the one that pastor is talking about. Stand up quickly. Stand up quickly. Come and join us here right now. I'm waiting for 2 more people. You know that this is the day. Something told you today is your day. Don't defy it tomorrow. Don't let the devil cheat you. I mean, there are 2 more people who need to stand up and run down here. And right now, run down here, right now. I'm about to pray for you. Something is changing in your life. God is touching you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Now, all of you in front here, lift up your right hand and pray this simple prayer with me. God bless you. If you are coming, quickly come. Quickly come. Say with me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud. Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight to receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Forgive my sins. Give me new life. From tonight, I declare by faith that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. Tonight, I'm saved. I am born again. I have new life. I will follow Jesus the remaining days of my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you now as you keep your hand up. Father, establish these souls in the faith. Let no devil have any power over them again. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. God bless you. Please open your eyes. Say with me, I am now born again. God bless you. Will you please turn this way and go after the church officials beckoning to you. Church, your big hand for the Lord. Will you do that? Rising up right now. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up right now. Raise your voice. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Renew yourself right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Renew the grace of God upon your life. Pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Come on. Raise your voice. Pray the loudest. Pray the strongest. Don't pray like a weakling. Pray the strongest. Pray the loudest. Pray the strongest. Pray the loudest. Pray with your strength. Pray with your energy. Raise your voice. Subdue everything negative around you. Receive grace. Grace to press. To press through these 7 days. Receive the grace. I will not be weary in these 7 days. I'm in pursuit of the grace of God. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Father, make me tireless in seeking after your kingdom. Make me tireless. As I partake of this communion tonight, let the spirit of Jesus, the spirit that was not tired, the spirit that was seeking after souls, let that spirit enter into me. The spirit that was praying. The spirit of Christ is the spirit of prayer. The spirit of Christ is the spirit of Elijah. The spirit of Christ is the spirit of prayer. Is the spirit of faith. The spirit of Christ is the spirit of soul winning. Lord, enable me. Empower me with this spirit. Enable me. Empower me with this spirit. As I partake of this communion, let this spirit enter into me. The spirit that will keep praying. The spirit that will not be weary of fasting. The spirit that will not be tired. The spirit that will not be weak. The spirit that will keep pressing to win more souls. The spirit that will take soul winning as food. Lord, I receive it. Somebody pray. Somebody receive it. Somebody pray. Somebody receive it. Right now. It's your portion. It's your portion. Take it now. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Tomorrow is second day. It will be greater than today. Say loud, amen. How many of you will go on the mountain again tomorrow? Amen. I can see the eagerness in you. Satan is in trouble already. I say Satan is in trouble already. You are getting more empowered to win more souls in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember, the covenant hour of prayer, 5:30 in all the locations tomorrow. Not centrally here like we did this morning. At the various locations, 5:30 a.m., you are there praying again. And of course, we are all now going to gather in the evening, 6 p.m. at Goshen here. Did you enjoy the corporate prayer tonight? Don't be in a hurry to go. After we have taken the communion, all of us will now join hands together and pray corporately. How many of you would like to do that? So we'll quickly take the communion now and we'll still close in a good time. 1-2 minutes, corporate prayer. Now I decree that as you partake of this communion, the spirit of Christ, the spirit of prayer, the spirit of faith, the spirit of triumph, the spirit of dedication, the spirit of soul winning, enter into you right now. And as you partake of this communion, every negative influence of the devil on your life, on your spirit man, on your body, on your soul, be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. By this communion, the spirit of sin be crushed in your life in the name of Jesus. The taste for doing unrighteous things, taste for drinking, taste for smoking, taste for immorality, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every sickness, every infirmity, I bind every spirit of infirmity from you right now. Go from here, you are made totally whole. And all of you believe, raise your hand and shout the loudest amen. Get seated, joyfully take your portion, get excited, keep jumping, keep leaping, receive the life of Jesus as we go tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'd like you to be celebrating Jesus because something is happening to you. The life of God. Change weakness for strength. They will drop the old and take the new. They will drop failure and take success. They will drop everything negative and take on the positive. That's what is happening to you right now. They shall renew their strength. So mean my strength is renewed. What does that mean? They will mount up with wings as eagle. You will no longer behave like a chicken. You'll be behaving as eagle. They shall run. They shall run. From now, you'll be running. You will no longer be stagnated. They shall walk and not faint. From now, nothing negative will hold you down. Raise your voice, praying the Holy Ghost. My strength is renewed. My strength is renewed. My strength is renewed. Because I've waited on the Lord, I will no longer behave like a chicken. I am right now as an eagle. I mount up with strength, with wings as eagle. I will run and not be weary. I will walk and not faint. My strength is renewed. Somebody raise your voice and be declaring, I drop my weakness for His strength. Thank you, Lord. Into your hand. If you believe it, shout the loudest believing amen. Give God a big hand and take your seat. Hallelujah. Help me assure your neighbors next to you to right and left, tell them God has heard and answered your prayer already. From glory to glory. I welcome you very specially to this first day of the 7-day prayer and fasting specially designed for Operation Possess the Land. Your eagerness is showing. Shout glory. Shout again glory. You are very much excited to be in God's presence tonight. Shout glory. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So me, my strength is renewed. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. Every time we are praying and fasting, we are waiting on the Lord. And they, including you, that wait upon the Lord. Have you waited upon Him? What did He say were the result? They shall renew their strength. That means they will let God. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Operation Possess the Land shall be a reality in your life. Everyone standing here, by the end of June, God is giving you minimum 10 souls. They shall be fully established. You have never experienced it before. This time around, you will experience it. In the name of Jesus. In the process of doing that, the things you have been looking for the last 6 years, you never got it. In the 6th month, which is next month, it will be cheaply delivered.